Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We were talking about this a little earlier in the show today. It's an interesting article actually in the Irish Independent about the weeks and months after a newborn is born. That, you know, it's vulnerable time, obviously, for new parents. And while you might not wish to cause offence, well-meaning but ill-advised remarks can often land, as you can well imagine, like a lead balloon. So what are the things you should never say to a new parent? Siobhan O'Neill White is with me on the line from mams.ie, the parenting website. What's the worst thing somebody said to you, Siobhan?
Well, I think one of the worst ones was when my daughter was about 3 months old and somebody saw me, but didn't say, saw me like from across the street and rang my grandmother to tell her that I was clearly pregnant again. And then my grandmother rang me to say, have you news for me? And I said, have I news for you? I have a 12-week-old. What's going on? Well, are you sure now you've no news for me? And I thought, what is she talking about? I said, why would you actually? Oh, well, and then she told me who had seen me and who had said it. Was it malicious? It wasn't malicious, but I obviously still had a bit of a bump there. This is my third child. And you certainly don't snap back, although snapping back is a myth in itself. You certainly don't snap back as quickly after, you know, your third and fourth. And I was really hurt that somebody would see me and would assume I was pregnant. And then not only would think it to themselves, but would actually tell a family member. And then I have to tell that person, no, I'm not pregnant because, you know, I have a 3-month-old. So that wasn't nice. I didn't like that.
I don't mean it's a pretty, yeah, that's probably one of the worst ones now because,
bad.
Yeah, listeners have been getting in touch and I'll go through some of them here in WhatsApp in a moment. But
Another bad one, I think this is pretty bad, is when you see, you're talking to a new parent, maybe the baby's, you know, 8 weeks old or something like that, and they're clearly knackered. I mean, you're knackered. Even if the baby's not waking all the time, I know, especially on my first, I was constantly checking the baby, waking up, checking the baby. So even though if they're not waking you all the time, you're waking and checking on them because you are, you know, you're paranoid, especially on your first baby. So when someone says to you, are they not sleeping through the night yet? Very hard not to want to punch that person square in the jaw.
That you're doing something wrong
exactly,
when you're asked that.
That's it. You know, I always say that the second emotion that women feel, mothers feel after love, is guilt. We feel love and then the next thing is guilt. We're not doing enough. We're somehow we haven't got our figure back. The baby's not sleeping through the night. We're always measuring ourselves and putting ourselves up at these impossible standards. And it's, you know, and let's be honest, the dads are in no way ever made to feel in any way the way that the women are. You know, they're not judged nearly as harshly. You know, you see a dad in a cafe feeding his baby, isn't he? Oh my God, he is marvellous. You see a woman doing it and you think, can I keep that child a bit quieter?
Yeah, she
you
looks
know,
wrecked.
It's double standards. Yeah, it's double standards everywhere. So I think, yeah, that's another one, you know, if I've often been in the playground and me and my husband are there with the kids and someone would say, isn't he great? Look at him over there playing with the kids. I think isn't he great? I was up 4 times last night with the kids. Where's my medal? So I think women are judged so harshly. And I think let's be just a little bit kinder. You know, think about what you're saying. Because with comments like that, and when you're tired, everything is much more difficult. Life is much more difficult to handle when you're tired. No amount of coffee can make up for not having, you know, a good sleep. So
Absolutely. Just
think when someone is really, they're exhausted. Just think before you say something really stupid that's going to offend because some things do stay with you.
What about you, Nikki? What's the worst thing that was ever said to you?
There was a few. I think you're never going to have a full night's sleep again. And I was like, that's great detective work, Sherlock. I've got a newborn that like feeds every 2 hours. But I think most recently was when I was on the train from Dublin home and I had my little baby with me and he's my third baby. And he was like calm and peaceful the whole train journey. And in the same carriage as a woman and her child was having a bit of a hard time. And this old dear turned around and she's like, oh, you've got a great baby. He's not making a bit of noise. And I felt really sorry for the other parent in the carriage that was having a tougher time with their like 2-year-old or whatever age their child was. And I turned around and I joked that this is my decoy baby. He's the third that he's got Cam because the other two are crazy. Because I didn't want the other mother
to feel
so like, oh my God, my child's not behaving, or like she's being judged, when I was like, no, I'm not judging. You know, and I think sometimes the comparison that people make between people's children isn't helpful to parents in general, not even just new parents, just parents of small children.
Is it just stupidity that, like, we have it out of our mouth before we realise what we've said, or do you think there's kind of often more malice involved?
I think a bit of both. I think in older times, of course, there was a saying, you know, children should be seen and not heard, and in today's society, we're a bit more like, let children be free and have fun and try and understand that they're tiny humans learning all of these emotions that even as adults we don't regulate very well. And I think it's a mixture of both. Like, some people just say it nicely, and then some people do have like a tiny bit of malice, maybe not outwardly.
Yeah.
Not saying it directly to the person, but like comparing like baby A with baby B.
Jason is with us too, Nikki. Jason, what kind of things have you been asked?
Yeah, well, it's different, obviously, being a dad and listening to your first and second callers there. Because people are quick to say that as a dad, you'll never know how to change the nappies. You'll never change the nappy. You'll never get up and do the nice feeds, will you? And it's that kind of thing that I remember from back in the day. And those days are behind me. But I really feel sorry for the two ladies there, because Irish people just have no filter. And, you know, we're supposed to be such kind people, but there's a real lack of empathy when it comes to mothers with newborns. People will say anything to them and invariably, you know, make them feel bad. And you know what? A person who would do it as well, who wouldn't even mean it, the grandparents of newborns as well, they're so quick to give advice to a new mother and make them feel bad when they just need to kind of, you know, learn how to do it themselves without being told, you're doing it wrong, this is the way to do it.
Like, it was funny, Siobhan, you were making the point that you think often dads, you know, don't get that same criticism, or, you know, it's nearly nothing but praise when the dads are out of the park or doing things. Like, is that your experience, Jason?
I can get why she's saying that, because there's a bit of a double, but there's even a triple standard going on. The guys get away with, you know, they always get praised, but, you know, the fact that they're doing the thing is great in itself, but it doesn't make it any better than what the lady's going through, what the mother's going through. So yeah, it's a hard one, isn't it? So, like, with guys as well, you can't really win, can you? Because if you're there, you're great, and if you're not there, well, where's the dad? And, you know, there's no way you can win, really. But I think ultimately, you can't really feel too sorry for the dads in this case, can you?
Yeah, I know, when you hear, I have to say, the majority of the texts, actually, just to give you a flavour. When my twins were 3 years old, a woman I met in the shopping centre asked me, were they wild? I was livid and told her they weren't animals. They're 17 now. I still remember that day. John says, the best parenting advice that my wife got when we had two small kids. One day, she was up to 90. She left the two-year-old in his buggy on the main street in Dundalk. She realised when she got home, she started screaming, and her four-year-old said, leave him there. That's from the four-year-old. Another texter says, I just said I'd call in to see the baby. Oh yeah, pop on the kettle and I'll hold the baby. Callers arriving to the house unannounced with no regard for the healing mother. Have you experienced that, Nikki? People just landing at your door?
Not just landing at my door, but coming to stay. When I was had my first, people came and stayed like about a month afterwards, and I was still healing because I had a C-section, and I was like, I'm not going to make you a cup of tea. Like, go to the kitchen, make your own tea.
Yeah, you should be here to mind me.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. I was like, nope, you can make your own tea. And I was very lucky. My husband took time off work. I didn't have to do very much. But it was his grandmother that visited, and she's in her 70s, so she's like an older generation where she expects you to come and make her tea and things like that. And I was just like, nope, go make your own tea.
Yeah, sort yourself
out. You know where the kitchen is.
People have no sense, says this listener. On the other side of it, women are also likely to say things like, you're next, to another woman who doesn't have children. So it's just something that you shouldn't comment on at all, and I might not have been able to have kids or not even want them. That is a fair comment, Siobhan, isn't it? Like, you know,
yes,
I can sympathise with that listener. People love to make comments.
And it's nobody's business. It's nobody's business whether a woman chooses or, you know, you don't know what someone's going through. They may not want to have children. They may not be able to have children. So saying something like, you're next, I think that's a terrible thing to say to a woman or to a couple. You know, when are you going to start having children? You don't know what's going on. So, like, I obviously meet a lot of mummies through mums.ie, and we do coffee mornings and stuff like that. And there's people going through fertility issues, and the actual heartbreak and the stress and the trauma of what they're going through. I would never say that to somebody. But I just wanted to come back to something that James said. I think dads can win. I think when I was breastfeeding, I would breastfeed the baby, and then I would hand the baby to my husband. He would burp, change, put the baby back down. So I think that you just have to decide to tag team it. And on the unannounced callers, that's really good. You have to have somebody who is not afraid to tell people to get lost and to go home.
Don't call
to
the house.
So you have to nominate someone. Yeah, don't just call. I remember people calling when my baby was 3 days old, and I just wasn't able for it.
And that's outrageous.
It was just absolutely awful. And I had my midwife was here. She was coming to visit to check the baby. And I was upstairs crying because I couldn't cope. There was about 8 people here. And she went downstairs, clapped her hands and said, "Everybody out. She's upstairs. She's just had a baby. She's not able for it. Get out." And I was so grateful that, because obviously
she
I didn't
did
have to do it myself.
She did it for me.
And then she pulled my mother aside and said, "If this happens again, you need to be the person telling them, get out." So I think try and find somebody, and that can be the partner, that can be the dad, or, you know, your partner, whoever. You can say to them, "Look, you have to be the person saying we don't want visitors." You know, somebody has to stick up for you. You've just had a baby. You're exhausted. You're leaking.